With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. K-Man sprint sensation Jaden Reed is back home, and he returned to a hero's welcome at Owen Roberts International Airport this morning after rewriting NCAA history with a blistering 19.63-second 200-meter run. A massive crowd turned out to greet the 20-year-old record breaker, including government ministers, officials, national athletes, and dozens of fans. Prospect Primary School, where Jaden first discovered his love for track and field, showed up in full force. Students, teachers, and staff all cheering on one of our very own.
It was amazing, you know, knowing that, you know, I have the hearts of Prospect Primary, my old school, and, you know, K-Mankind, everybody out here supporting me. It's a good feeling knowing I got that support. I've never had anything like this before, and knowing that, you know, for track and field, you know, you have some kids and other supporters out here with me, it's an amazing feeling. Yes, ma'am.
You've broken so many records. Let's talk about that moment.
Yes, ma'am.
How did you feel then?
It was a surreal feeling, you know. It was a long time coming, knowing that I've been coming up short sometimes in championships like Carifta Games and World Under 20 Champs, knowing that I finally, you know, put everything together, coming first and breaking the record. It's a surreal feeling.
No one knows the hard work and the dedication that goes into all of this. Tell us a little bit, just a little bit of what went into preparation into all of this.
Just a lot of working, believing, praying, tears, injuries, a lot. It's just a lot of trials and tribulations, you know, but staying true to, you know, my word and God's word, you know, I was able to come out here and be victorious.
Reed arrived to thunderous applause, K-Man flags waving, a chance of support after becoming the fastest man in NCAA 200-meter history, setting a world lead, meet record, championship record, and collegiate record all in one race. Cayman Islands squash coaches Nico Temmings and Keith Higgins were among 12 coaches who recently completed the World Squash Federation WSF Level 2 coaching course in Jamaica, gaining valuable knowledge and strategies aimed at improving their coaching programs. The three-day intensive course was sponsored by Pan Am Squash and facilitated by Jamaica Squash. Jamaica's nationwide radio, Alric Swaby, tells us more.
The sessions were conducted under the guidance of experienced squash coach Colin White, who shared advanced coaching techniques, player development strategies, and practical tools designed to enhance the effectiveness of coaches. Nico Temmings says the experience was both challenging and rewarding, noting that the lessons learned will have a major impact on how he works with his athletes.
It was a very intense 3 days. It was a lot of information to take in, but I feel like everything that I learned will be very useful when I get back to Cayman. I feel like it gave me a whole new perspective on squash. I've been playing squash for about 3-4 years now, and I've always just looked at it through the lens of a player. This training, I feel like, allows me to look at it more through a coach's lens, and I think it'll be very impactful when I get back to get some students and try to allow them to have a better understanding of gameplay and just a better overall understanding of the game.
Temmings says he plans to implement many of the strategies introduced during the course as they continue to develop squash in the Cayman Islands.
The coaching tools that I was taught will be critical in the way that I coach my students, the way that I construct my lessons. Because when I grew up playing squash, everything was formatted to where it was just drills on drills on drills. What I learned here was how to structure a lesson to where it doesn't necessarily feel like a drill. It feels like gameplay, which is what we're training our players for, is to be efficient game players. So I feel like that all the tools that I learned were very effective.
With the newly acquired skills and insights, the Cayman Island coaches are looking forward to using their enhanced coaching methods to support the growth of squash and the development of future players. Alric Swaby of Nationwide Radio in Kingston, Jamaica, reporting for Radio Cayman Sports.
And the Cayman Islands Basketball Association has also confirmed its women's team for next week's FIBA U23 3x3 Nations League. SIBA says the squad features a talented group of young athletes continuing to make their mark locally and on the international stage. I caught up with national player Soleya Manzanares during SIBA's media day. She's heading into her second Nations League appearance.
What has your first experience been?
It was a different level of basketball that I've ever been exposed to, playing against D1 girls from the US and semi-pro girls from around the world. So it was definitely a learning opportunity for us. I think even though at times it can be a bit discouraging, we use that as fuel and we get better each day. It's a 6-day competition, so there's constant room for improvement.
With the adjustments you guys have made to your roster this year, how do you think it's going to be different for you?
It's definitely a younger group this year. I don't think any of us are older than 21. Okay. So we're as young as 19 to 21. So it's going to be an adjustment with height, age, and just different people playing together for the first time, but it's all for the same country.
And what about your team? We spoke about the newbies that are on the squad this year. Tell me a little bit about your team and its camaraderie.
I think our team is very good at keeping each other's head up, and we have a range of ball handlers, shooters. We play to each other's strengths and give the ball to each other when needed. So I think that's definitely something to look out for when we're playing.
What has preparation been like for you ladies leading up to these games?
There's been months of preparation. We've all joined in at different times due to school and all of us being away for school. But playing away at our respective schools and teams, we've prepared thoroughly, and it's just been an adjustment getting to the 3x3 format. It's a quicker level of play, a shorter stop clock, as you know.
The women's team includes Jamie Rankin, Ebony Thompson, Bethany Ebanks, and Soleil Manzanares. Both Cayman teams, men and women, departed this morning as they prepare to face top programs from across the Americas, including the United States, Canada, Puerto Rico, Chile, and Argentina. CIBA's president said that the Nations League will provide valuable international experience and further support the growth of the fast-paced 3x3 game. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.